Welcome back to another halachas here, and we are continuing the halachas of the Suda of Rosh Hashanah. It's a big shaila if someone forgets Yalla V'Yavai by the Suda, by Berachas HaMazon, by the Yontif Suda of Rosh Hashanah, do you say over benching? Because the machlekes, if you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, so therefore the shaila is a chi of Suda, and therefore it's a huge machlekes if you say over benching if you forget Yalla V'Yavai. So the halacha is, if you remember, before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, so of course you go back to Yalav Yaveh, it's not a Shaila. Once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Abayni Rishlaim, you just say Baruch Atah Hashem, you can end off Lamdeni Chukecha, and then say Yalav Yaveh right there. If you remember after you say Abayni Rishlaim, before you started the Bracha of Atayva Metiv, so then you can say the Bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Al-Kinim Al-Khilam, Ashenosu Yom Tayvim Li Yisrael, Yom Ezekarin Azeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadish Yisrael, Yom Ezekarin, and then go to Kel Avinu. But if you don't remember till you started the Bracha V'Tayva Meitiv, so then it's a big shaila if you go back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. It's machlokes. Some say you go back to benching, and some say you don't. The Mat Ephraim says the ikkah is that you go back to the beginning of benching if you get Yavi Yavai. But some say it's dafka by night and not by day. And therefore, I saw in the Sefer Kavos Lachos Rabbi Felder, he said that the best thing to do is, he says, since it's a shaila of a nira, the lemaisa nochen lechatchil l'shmoyam be'echad ma'achar, to be yoyt with someone else, kivin avasavik brachas, v'mein achar, yesh lo lechol shenis, kedei levaruch birchas hamazin. If there's no one else, you should eat again, make a maitzi again, able to make a birchas hamazin. You have to ask a shaila, it's a big shaila taka, because it's a mechlek sapayiskim, so he's coming out, since it's a safik. Others say, so you should bench over. So the main thing is, you should try not to forget, yalav yavai, on Rosh Hashanah. Now, what about Simchas Yontif? We know every Yontif is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif to drink wine, basar. Is there a mitzvah Simchas Yontif when it comes to Rosh Hashanah? So some of Madaik from the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura that he holds there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Because there it says in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that Oichlim v'shoisim v'smeichim ve'im mis'anim b'Rosh Hashanah lo v'shavashuva. That's what he says. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down Rosh Loy Mashavshu Yemedim Kamokam Mitzvah Shava Semachta Bechagecha Shayech Boy Shigamu Bechlal Chag. And therefore, he wants to learn that someone learned that's a Chi of Simcha. Others say that there's no Chi of Simcha when it comes to Bas VaYayin. It's a Mitzvah Simcha, but you don't have to drink wine, and therefore, it's not the same Chi of. Even on Yontif, it's a Mitzvah. It's not Mamish a Chi of, and therefore, you don't have to drink wine on Rosh Hashanah. I just want to mention one more thing that we didn't speak out in last year regarding Dvarim Chamutzim and Umarurim. So we said you can't cook in vinegar and you shouldn't eat anything with vinegar, anything that's Chamutzim. That would include sour pickles and maybe lemon as well. Some say you shouldn't eat because it's not Hashanah Masuka. But to put palpalim, which is hot peppers, into food or put in black pepper into food is not a problem. And that's mutter, because that's a spice, that's spicy. Spicy is not the same thing as chamutzim. But things that are chamutzim, which would be a lemon, some say a grapefruit, and those type of things, that maybe you should not eat unless you sweeten it up. Now, what about charein or charif? So, it's most places can hold that's mutter to eat. There are minig, some have a minig, not to eat charein in these days, unless they put a lot of sugar in it. And everyone should do like their minig, and they should have a gebench to yar, a shana toivo masuka.